we use the expression awake angel. Everything changes. The waking dimension lights up. So right now, here, the subtle, that becomes his world. It is a bit magical. His people are at this level. His father is at this level. He himself at this level. It is eternal. It is so safe. And not affected by the gross ever. Not pulled by the cross. It is a state of greatest wisdom. Simple wisdom, but it is a great wisdom. What is that? That everything that is gross, including the Skype, is like a story, of course, but no different to cloud. No different to anything else. It is there, it can disappear any second. It is lifeless. And irrelevant. And how mad to project life and relations in that cloud. It is a sophisticated cloud. That's why such details, and we call it story. And how mad to be deceived by this. Compared to that, the perspective of the awake angel is of great wisdom. He is free from this cloud, not with any great effort. He finds it obvious. And he lives at a subtle, invisible dimension. And this is the region of immense love. All invisible, alaukik, avyakt, divine. But that is normal for the awake angel. His father is at this level. All noble, worthy of greatest respect, greatest love. Why? Because they are those with zero ignorance, zero ego. How will they create ego in a cloud? Zero sorrow, zero desire. We use the word angel, noble, the big words. Raj, Rishis, Almighty, meaningfully, they are, in a true sense, angel. Their life is of constant, silent bliss. bliss coming from wisdom. Love, silent love, immense love. That's why they are loved by God, worthy to be loved by all. This space is a space of magic. If one is free from the cloud, then one can affect a cloud. All are family of angels. But if someone is free, he can perform angelic task like the Father, with the Father. Om Shanti.